Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
613, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Tuesday afternoon, it's been a beauty of a day. Mm-hmm. Started off for, you know, when I said the Blues kind of did their flyover earlier today, it wasn't really early. It was about 11 o'clock or something like that.
Right.
But you could hear it. I said, here comes the sound of freedom. Hey, man, I love watching those guys fly. They'll be flying tomorrow. We'll talk about that this hour. Let me go ahead and drop in the top three trending stories real quick.
Here's today's top three stories.
Hey, Brad Gaucho, Dancing Shoes, the summer concert series, Bands on the Beach, back tonight with Christy D and Bad Juju. Curtain rises on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage at 7. Bring the beach chair and blankets. Leave the pets and glass at home. Governor DeSantis has unveiled a plan to provide direct property tax relief to approximately 5.1 million Florida homeowners. The new rebate will average about $1,000 for each homesteaded property. Look for those checks in December. Voters, of course, heading to the polls today to elect a new representative to replace Matt Gaetz. The race featuring Republican Jimmy Patronis, Democrat Gabe Valmont, and no party candidate Stephen Broden. Polls closing once again. Let me see. Look at the clock. 45 minutes from right now at 7. Take advantage of that. And coming up in just a few minutes here, Robert Bender, Scamia Supervisor of Elections. We'll talk to him about how things went and how they're going in the elections business. So that's what we're doing.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Sorry, I was just so eager. Just traffic and weather update brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system is cracking under pressure and your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital offering a free Sky High Silver report and precious metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. A lot of the congestion we deal with this time every afternoon typically clears up at around this time. Maybe have some backup still on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, but outside of that, there's not much. As for the weather, 73 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 77, low of 70.
Okay. Today, voters casting their votes to fill Florida's 1st Congressional District. Polls opening until 7 o'clock, about 45 minutes from right now. Robert Bender, Escambia County Supervisors of Elections, in this afternoon. Robert, let's discuss today's turnout numbers.
Well, I'd say all day it's been great. It's great to see everybody coming out for the polls. So we've had 17,800 voters vote today. And combine that with the 40,000 that we'd already had vote, either vote by mail or by early vote, that is putting us well over 27% turnout for the election so far. We went into the day at 18.5% turnout.
Any surprises today?
Well, I think it's what we've seen in early voting. You know, it's always hard to predict the turnout for a special election. The last one we did in 2003 for the same congressional seat district, on the general election, we had 17% turnout. So back then, we had 177,000 registered voters. We now have 220, but we only turned out 30,000 for that election. So to look at it and think that we had already hit that percent turnout before Election Day shows the interest that the voters have taken with this race.
You know, I was just thinking, as I look out our studio window at this beautiful afternoon going for us, do you think the weather had anything to do with good turnout?
It always helps. But, you know, I think I was predicting more, you know, weeks ago that we would see turnout similar to the primary that we had in August of 24%. And for that election, we only had 13,000 early voters. This last week, we had over 25,500. And so we could definitely see that there was more turnout than what we were expecting, which, again, I would say, Escambia County is leading the area over the other counties in terms of percent turnout. And so it's definitely, I think Escambia County has something they want to say.
Has the Democratic turnout been surprising today?
I would definitely say they're turning out in higher percentage numbers than the Democrats. I have not looked at it today, but as of yesterday, you had about 25% of the registered Democrats had turned out compared to 18% of the registered Republicans. So you're definitely having a higher percentage of Democratic turnout. but there is a 40,000 vote advantage to the registered Republicans over Democrats. So, but definitely the Democrats are turning out strong for the special election.
You know, I had the opportunity to drive around a little bit earlier today, different polling locations to kind of gauge if there were lines or things like that. One thing I was pretty impressed with was Gay Valmont's ground game here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. She covered her bases pretty well.
Yes, I mean, I know they were having, you know, a dozen plus events daily going into this. They had people at the early vote sites. There was a big event on Saturday that they were busing people to one of our locations. So they have definitely turned out for this election.
So will we go through the same procedure tonight? Polls close at 7, and then by 7:30 we'll know what happened.
Hopefully within a few minutes after the polls closing at 7 o'clock, we'll have those first 40,000 votes, just, you know, the results announced. And that's those early votes and the vote by mails. And then we'll update the result page as the precincts start reporting their results. For the last few elections, by 7:35, we've had almost, you know, 95% of the precincts reporting by 7:35. So we should know within the 8 o'clock hour a good indication of the winner for Escambia County.
You know, I'm pretty concerned about our good friends up in the Central area. They've changed their voting location. They've moved, actually relocated to the Billy G. Ward Courthouse on North Century Boulevard.
So it actually helps. 2 weeks ago, we had a special election in Century, and we used the Billy G. Ward Courthouse. It's also what we use for early voting. So the voters up there are very familiar with using that, the Billy G. Ward Courthouse, as a voting location. But just as we do with any temporary location or a permanent change, the voters get notified. In the case of Century, it was a permanent change, so they were sent new voter information cards. We have signs up that indicate that. And again, we just had a special election there 2 weeks ago, letting them know that, and that's they used the courthouse, so they were aware. Other temporary locations that we're using today, Precinct 98, as with any temporary location, we have to send a letter out to the voters between the 30th and the 14th day before the election. So we did that. We also sample ballots for any temporary location, included the temporary polling site. We do ads. We, you know, the P&J had a full page ad of all the precincts. If it's moved recently, as it is in the case of 98 or Century, those were bolded to let the voters, you know, draw attention that the location had changed. And then also with all of our press releases, we usually include something about temporary locations.
Robert Bender, Escambia County Supervisor of Elections, in this afternoon with us, and we appreciate his time, Aston.
Absolutely. Just about 6:21 here. We will take a quick break. When we return, we'll get some state headlines for you, along with some national news if there's time before the Fox News break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for $10? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
I'm Elton John. When he was just 13, my friend Ryan White was diagnosed with AIDS. This was 40 years ago. At the time, he was shunned and threatened by his community, yet his grace and determination to help change the world for himself and all those infected with HIV was an inspiration. He is part of the reason I founded the Elton John AIDS Foundation. Since it began, the foundation has helped reach over 100 million people at risk of and affected by AIDS. Learn more at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. Follow us at EJAF on Instagram.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, looking at the roads here. Not too much going on from what I can see. Maybe still some minor backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, 73 degrees right now, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 77, low of 70.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, 626, News Radio 92.3. Space tech company SpaceX launched a rocket Monday night for a historic mission. Dana Marie McNichol has more from Cape Canaveral.
They will be exploring the North and South Poles in orbit for the first time ever. Now, this private space flight was paid for by Chinese cryptocurrency billionaire Chun Wang, who invited three friends he met while exploring the polar regions by land. How much he paid is unknown. Now, the capsule will not hook up to the International Space Station, but will orbit around the Earth, flying from the North Pole to the South Pole in less than an hour. They will be the first humans to view the poles from the lower Earth orbit, giving them a truly unique view from space.
And two of Disney's water parks opening this summer, their Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon. It will be the first time since 2019 that both parks will be open at the same time. Blizzard Beach will open May 21st, Typhoon Lagoon opening 3 weeks earlier on May 1st. They'll both close in September.
Yeah, they're both a lot of fun, too. Love those things. voters here in Florida heading to the polls in two special elections. Mark Meredith has more from Daytona Beach this afternoon.
Here in Daytona Beach, the race is between the Republican state Senate candidate Randy Fine and Democrat Josh Wheel, who's a teacher. Fine is trying to win the seat Trump National Security Advisor Mike Waltz won back in November. It's a district also the president carried by nearly 30 points in a month ago. No one thought that this race would be close. Both candidates are trying to tie their fates to the national debate. In the Florida first, the western panhandle of the state, Florida financial officer Jimmy Patronis facing off against Democratic gun control activist Gay Valamont. Now, this is a district, of course, that was Republicans had just a few months ago when Matt Gaetz was representing it. He stepped down in hopes of becoming the attorney general.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, Fox ending stocks ending mixed, according to Fox, amid uncertainty over President Trump, who will announce those tariffs tomorrow. This will be very interesting. Got to be with us tomorrow afternoon for the show. It will be something we're talking about. It's these tariffs. Hillary Barsky has more.
A choppy trading session with stocks kicking off the new trading month and quarter mixed as investors await President Trump's plans on tariffs, which will be revealed on Wednesday afternoon. Investors worry that tariffs will fuel inflation and hurt economic growth. Shares of automakers were mixed ahead of President Trump's Liberation Day, and shares of Tesla popped 4%. On Wednesday, the EV maker will release its first quarter delivery figures. Tesla ended the first quarter down 36% for its worst first quarter on record. The Dow winners, Microsoft, Amazon, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Johnson & Johnson, Amgen, and Visa. The Dow falling 12 points. The Nasdaq up 151. S&P 500 up 21. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And Senator Cory Booker has been speaking on the Senate floor for many hours now in protest of the Trump administration. The New Jersey Democrat started his marathon speech at 6 o'clock last night, and he went through the night saying he'll go as long as he's physically able, protesting President Trump's tariffs, steps Trump's taken to dismantle the Department of Education and other policies, saying the nation is in crisis. The speech means staff, police, and others working the Senate chamber also worked through the night.
Let's talk about that U.S. job openings report. There were still plenty of open jobs, though fewer than a year ago. Here's Jenny Casola.
There's a sign the job market held up but continued to cool on the last business day of February. The Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey found 7.56 million openings. The number is down by 877,000 from a year ago. Job openings decreased in finance and insurance. Hires and total separations came in at 5.4 million and 5.3 million. Separations increased in state and local government education, and federal government separations increased. The monthly employment report for March is released on Friday. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and with it comes the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's Put the Phone Away or Pay campaign. It runs from April 7th to April 14th and will be specifically focused on distracted driving enforcement.
Okay, courtships between alligators underway. Yes, love is in the air, and you might spot alligators on the move as they search for a mate. Alligators, by the way, can be found in all 67 counties here in Florida. In Florida, by the way, there's an estimated, get this number, 1.3 million alligators.
This is a Fox News alert, a record on the Senate floor. Democrat Cory Booker of New Jersey began speaking at 7 last night, raging against the work of President Trump, Elon Musk, and Doge. And he just broke the record for the longest Senate speech set by Strom Thurmond in 1957.
Do you know you have just broken the record? Do you know how proud this caucus is of you? Do you know how proud America is of you?
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, President Trump set to impose sweeping tariffs tomorrow. Democrats predicting higher prices and worsening relations with allies. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Fighting hard to build an affordable economy that works for everyday Americans and drives down the high cost of living.
The president says the tariffs will encourage more manufacturing in America. This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. CoreWeave shares added close to 42% today, rebounding above its IPO price following a less than ideal second trading day on the public markets. Shares closed at $52.57, bringing the company to a nearly $25 billion market capitalization. Eli Lilly is suing two pharmacies for compounding Zepbound and Mounjaro, claiming the companies are ignoring the FDA's ban on compounding, taking people away from Lilly's approved treatments. Lilly alleges the companies are falsely marketing their products. Airline shares dropped further as concerns over weaker-than-expected travel demand amid looming tariffs and a sharp drop in consumer confidence continue to hold down the sector. Delta kicks off domestic airlines earnings season when it reports results next Wednesday. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow dropping 11 points and the NASDAQ up 150. That's your money.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sportsman. It's sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. For Jerry Dulac, Art Rooney II said all signs are pointing in that direction of Aaron Rodgers signing with the Steelers. And I truly don't think it's a matter of if, but rather when the white smoke will emerge and Aaron will finally announce Pittsburgh as his next stop. And even though Aaron hasn't played at a great level the last three seasons, once his move goes down, it will give the Steelers their best opportunity to win a playoff game, which is something they haven't done since 2017. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's March matchups at BetMGM. Lock in your picks for this year's tournament with the sportsbook born in Vegas. Get into the game with exciting state-of-the-art live tracking technology, exclusive sportsbook selections, and so much more. Check out BetMGM Originals for dozens of markets you won't find anywhere else. Take a shot at our exciting free-to-play games for your chance at scoring odds boost tokens, bonus bets, and many other prizes. Experience college hoops like never before with BetMGM. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Some U.S. promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offer for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements and rewards may vary. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
It's tax season. By now, we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's one you need to hear. $16.5 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud last year. Now, here's a good number, 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed. Save up to 40% in your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. That's LifeLock.com, promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now.
.637 News Radio 92.3, ready to put my dancing shoes on. Good song.
Yeah, I know. I'm on a roll right now.
Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Speaking of putting on those dancing shoes on, bands on the beach tonight, 7 o'clock. it's going to be an amazing night. The first night is always an amazing night on Pensacola Beach for bands on the beach. So there you go. 7 o'clock. The curtain rises on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage. Don't bring any glass or bring the pets. You're free to bring along the beach chair, your cooler, blanket, things like that. Mm-hmm. But leave the glass and the pets. Fido. Leave Fido at home. Okay, let's do the top three trending stories before we do sports, coming up in about 3 minutes.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, auto dealerships could see a jump in customer traffic this week as cost-conscious buyers look to avoid a possible uptick in prices. Growing concern over sticker shock is based on President Trump's 25% tariffs. This is on imported vehicles and parts, which are expected to take effect on Thursday. The cost of a car assembled in North America, let me give you examples, Ford, Chrysler, GM, Honda, could increase, sit down for shock, you ready? Could increase between $4,000 and
$10,000. I'm glad I was seated.
Yeah, I tell you, it's something else. Okay, prices are increasing for a chance to win the Mega Millions jackpot. Ticket price goes from $2 to $5 with better game odds. New game debuts next week, Tuesday, April 8th, with sales starting April 5th. And if you're looking to play Mega Millions tonight, $29 million out there to grab, $13.3 million your cash option. Drawing at 10, play wisely, and good luck to you.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
All righty, the women's Final Four field is set. UConn and Texas punching their tickets to the next round with wins last night. Second-seeded Huskies knocking off top-seeded USC to advance to the Final Four for the 24th time in the program's history. Meanwhile, the Longhorns top TCU to move on. UConn meeting UCLA on Friday. Texas taking on South Carolina.
Okay, troubling trend, really, with former athletes, and you know where I'm going with this one. People breaking into their houses or trying to harm them. It's getting to be at an epidemic stage here. Mm-hmm. Jared Max has the details for you.
Former NFL star Richard Sherman shared Monday on social media his home in Washington State was burglarized with his family inside this past Saturday. A three-time first-team All-Pro defensive back who played 11 years in the NFL, Sherman shared images from security cameras that show multiple people, faces covered, inside his home the night before his 37th birthday. On X, Sherman wrote, "House being robbed at gunpoint with my family in it isn't what anyone wants for a birthday gift. Scary situation that my wife handled masterfully and kept my kids safe. If anyone has any info that can help find these people, please reach out." Richard Sherman, who played 7 seasons with the Seattle Seahawks, is currently an analyst for Amazon Prime Video's Thursday Night Football. Jared Max, Fox News.
And the Heat extended their winning streak after crushing the Wizards 120-94. Bam Adebayo netted 28 points as Miami has now won 5 straight and remains in a play-in spot. The Heat visit the Celtics tomorrow night.
Okay, just to remind you, Blue Wahoo's preparing for the 2025 season with new baseball and food concession items, plus a new grab-and-go automated storefront that's right there on the main concourse. Wahoo's begin the season Friday, hosting the Biloxi Shuckers.
All righty. And NHL superstar Alex Ovechkin just 5 goals away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time record as Washington hits the ice today, visiting the Boston Bruins. Capitals forward scored his 890th career goal during the team's 8-5 loss to the Sabres on Sunday.
I thought I'd throw this in here because of the Canadian connection and talking with hockey. Fewer Canadian tourists are coming to Florida due to tariffs and possible travel registrations, making these people register before they come to the States. The issues are making many Canadians rethink spending their money in the good old U.S. of A move that is hurting airlines and, of course, the state's tourism industry.
All right. And something we've been talking about throughout this afternoon, the fate of the so-called tush-push play will be decided by NFL owners at a later date. Multiple reports say team owners decided to table talk about the play made famous by the Eagles until May. A proposal about changes to playoff seating was also shelved for now.
6:42. News Radio 92.3. You got 18 minutes to get to the polls. They'll shut down at 7. President Trump seems to like his job and could be aiming to stick around a bit longer. Howie Kurtz has more in this Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
You know how President Trump has been teasing his supporters at rallies about, oh, maybe I'll run for a third term? Well, now, according to an off-camera but on-the-record interview
with NBC's Kristen Welker of Meet the Press, he says he's not joking. Now, there does happen to be this inconvenience of a 22nd Amendment, which says you can only serve two terms as president. But Donald Trump says there are ways of getting around that, maybe using J.D. Vance. And I still think he's trolling the media, that he's not going to actually do that. But ultimately, who knows? First, it was a joke. Now, it's not a joke. He said a number of other things in an interview, including that he's pissed off, that was his president's words, at Vladimir Putin over Ukraine negotiations. But there's no soundbite of him saying it. It's only Kristen Welker reporting it. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
And a staffer at Doge who resigned after alleged racist posts resurfaced on social media has been reinstated. According to court filings, Marco Alez is back at Elon Musk's agency to oversee the cutting of waste, fraud, and abuse. He allegedly gave back his access to sensitive systems that Doge was reviewing in early February, but he was listed as a staffer in a lawsuit that required the White House to reveal the identities of the workers at the agency.
Many anglers will have a smile on their face this weekend. Be sure to mark your calendars. Florida's spring license-free freshwater fishing event is April 5th and 6th. Florida residents and visitors can fish without having that license. All other rules and size limits will apply.
All righty. And a fourth missing American soldier has been found dead in Lithuania. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt told reporters a fourth was found in addition to three other soldiers who died after a vehicle accident last month. Levitt said President Trump and the entire White House are praying for the victims' friends and family. They went missing on March 25th and were discovered roughly 15 feet deep in a peat bog the next day.
6:43, News Radio 92.3. The White House is building the hype for its Liberation Day, when it will announce broad new tariffs policies on all countries. Peter Ducey at the White House has the latest.
We are told he has settled on one of two possibilities, either a 20% flat tariff or adjustable tariffs, where we are, the United States is implementing something on another country based on what their tariff is. Despite all of the uncertainty that Wall Street and Main Street are struggling with over the last quarter, Caroline Levitt is insisting that it's all going to work.
There have been billions of dollars in private investments from around the world pouring into American communities. It means more jobs in your communities, which means more money, more investments, more money in your pocket.
The White House is telling us publicly that they think it will be one of the most consequential days in modern history.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here, the main problem we were dealing with throughout this hour was some minor backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, but that has seemingly cleared out. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 73 degrees, low of 69 tonight. There is going to be some patchy fog throughout this evening, so be careful for that. That will also bleed into your Wednesday morning, where it will be a high of 77 and a low of 70.
Okay, nice update here for local weather prognostication. Well, rain continues to pour over parts of the U.S. on a bigger snapshot. Here's Janice Dean with more.
A significant life-threatening flash flood event is setting up over the Midwest, the Ohio Valley, and Mid-South as heavy rain continues to pour down on some of the same areas. Not only that, strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible in some of the same cities. A late-season winter storm is going to bring heavy snow and winds for the northern plains and Great Lakes. Critical fire weather danger returns to the southwest and high plains with record warm temperatures for the south. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And the Pentagon offering a new round of voluntary resignations and early retirements to its civilian workforce. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth signed a new memo ordering the Defense Department to do so. He said in the memo that its intent is to maximize participation, and it doesn't specify what the offers would entail.
Okay, a couple of events I want to just get you up to speed on. National Aviation Museum, NAS Pensacola, offering Admirals Club seating to all Blue Angels practice sessions, which gets underway tomorrow, by the way. $10 includes premium seats, water, and earplugs. A reminder, only clear tote bags will be allowed. Diaper bags will have to be inspected. And another event I want to remind you about, FWC is conducting three virtual meetings this week for public feedback on a possible black bear hunt here in the state. The Zoom meetings are scheduled tomorrow, Thursday, and Saturday. The findings will be presented to the FWC commissioners sometime in May.
and most Western Europeans support their continent's intent to respond when President Trump's tariffs go into effect this week. A new YouGov Eurotrack poll found that the majority of citizens in seven countries in the region are in favor of imposing retaliatory tariffs on the U.S. Danes were the most supportive, at nearly 8 in 10 supporting them. The tariff announcement is set to happen tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, 6:48, News Radio 92.3. Just want to give you an update on another event. This is happening on Thursdays. Might as well get some of these events so you know what's going on. You can weigh in on plans to rehabilitate the Bob Sykes Fishing Pier. Scambia County hosting a public meeting 4 o'clock Thursday. It's in the SRIA building on the island. Staff will conduct an updated presentation on where that project is right now and a proposed timeline on where it's heading. They will also be conducting a Q&A session.
And the Justice Department will seek the death penalty for accused UnitedHealthcare CEO killer Luigi Mangione. Attorney General Pam Bondi said earlier today that she has ordered federal prosecutors to seek the death penalty. Bondi called the killing a premeditated, cold-blooded assassination that shocked America. Mangione also facing state charges in connection to the murder.
While we're discussing killers this afternoon, the accused leader of MS-13 will stay in custody after he appears in court. Alexis McAdams has the latest.
Attorney General Pam Bondi calling this migrant criminal the worst of the worst.
MS-13, they are organized. They are violent. They are committing homicides throughout our country. They are one of the most dangerous gangs in our country.
Authorities say Henry Josiah Villatoro Santos was living just a short drive away from our nation's capital. He had been in the United States illegally for more than a decade, crossing in from El Salvador. Investigators believe he joined MS-13 when he was only in middle school and is linked to a long list of crimes, according to sources.
And, of course, something we've been touching on a few times throughout this afternoon is Trump with his Wednesday event from the Rose Garden, which he has called America's Liberation Day. That's when the new tariffs are expected to take effect against Canada, Mexico, China, and the EU. The White House said the event is dubbed Make America Wealthy Again, and it will take place at 3 o'clock our time. He's expecting $5 trillion in U.S. investments after his tariffs take effect.
Okay, as we kind of move away from the feds, local governments across the state are working alongside U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. This is to train local law enforcement to identify and remove criminal illegal immigrants. 97 of the 140 law enforcement agencies that have signed task force agreements with ICE are here in Florida. 37 states have at least one agreement in place.
And you know, Chris, you were talking earlier about Mega Millions and stuff, saying play wisely, good luck. Well, you may think, what chance do I have to win? Well, I'm sure a man in Miami-Dade County thought that as well, but he's now a millionaire thanks to a lottery scratcher. 58-year-old Kevin Staggers of Homestead, of Homestead won a $2 million prize from a $10 Ultimate VIP cash word scratch-off ticket. He opted for the lump sum payment of $1.2 million. The ticket was purchased at the Sunshine Convenience Store. Some people are lucky, so why not give it a shot?
Those kind of stories just upset me.
You're like, they make me green with envy.
Gosh, I would love that. That would be so so amazing.
Of course.
But anyway, you know what? Okay, let me give you the numbers. By golly, you opened up a can of worms on me. Mega Millions tonight, $29 million, $13.3 million cash option heading out the door. And also, if you don't score well tonight, try tomorrow night. Powerball, $30 million, $13.9 million cash option. Both games, 10 p.m. Play wisely and good luck to you.
All right. You know, I'm so glad that you're bringing up numbers and money here because it's just about 6:51. So we're going to take a quick break. But when we return, we'll get some business notes for you. And maybe if there's time as we hit the end of this 6 o'clock hour, we'll squeak in a pop culture note or two. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at newsradio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about Governor DeSantis's counterproposal to the House's offer to cut sales tax by 0.75% for $5 billion. He wants to give all homeowners about a $1,000 check. 5 million homeowners, $5 billion. Who's going to get credit for their big tax giveaway? We'll see. And of course, a lot of discussion of President Trump's wild executive order eliminating time zones, creating American Standard Time. You can read all about it on our Facebook page or listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Business news.
Okay, China. Nice song.
Yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers to smoothen our...
Okay, I love that track. China has revealed plans to build commercial supersonic airplanes. Now, this is interesting. Here's Grady Trimble.
Plane maker Comac says the sonic boom from the supersonic C-949, as they're calling it, will make 95% less sound than the Concorde. Flying at Mach 1.6, it'll have more range, 6,800 miles total, and it'll fly around 28 to 48 passengers at a time compared to the Concorde's 100-seat capacity. Right now, this is only a proposal. China has yet to build an actual supersonic plane, unlike here in the United States, where Boom Supersonic became the first private company to develop a plane that flies faster than the speed of sound without the help of a government.
And the head of Cinema United calling for movies to stay in theaters longer. During his State of the Industry address at CinemaCon in Las Vegas, Cinema United president and CEO Michael O'Leary said he'd like studios to keep films in theaters for 45 days. Some studios have their movies stay in theaters for as short as 17 days or a month before making them available on digital platforms.
Okay, interesting concept of marketing here. Not quite sure. Maybe I understand a little bit, but let me just kind of throw this out at you. Now you can buy a smaller loaf of bread.
Okay.
I go through a loaf of bread real fast. I don't need a smaller one. Jenny Casella has more.
Sara Lee will be selling a half a loaf of bread. The company says it's sized for smaller households. Though a half loaf might appeal to shoppers looking to spend less, there's no mention of inflation in the announcement from the company. The suggested price is $2.49. It will be sold in white bread, honey butter, and nine grain. Sara Lee says it's also for households where different family members have varying taste preferences. The half loaves of bread are being sold by Walmart and other major food retailers. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, looking at the roads here, not seeing too much going on. If there is some trouble that you're having, it shouldn't be holding you up for too long. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. Speaking of which, it's 73 degrees right now, low of 69 tonight. There's going to be some fog in the area as you are driving on the roads this evening, so be on the lookout for that. That's going to bleed into your Wednesday morning, where the high will be 77 and the low will be 70.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Before I enlighten you with some pop culture, just to remind you, 4 minutes. Polls close in 4 minutes. So get on over there and exercise your right to vote.
So if you're a fast runner, yeah.
Or you're near your poll, good luck. Fox's Jill Nato reports in this, take a pause on the debate. Kind of getting, yeah, okay, it's getting ugly. Turf line, am I mad? The question is, should dogs be allowed to fly on planes?
Take a pause.
Think you could handle listening to this for nearly 8 hours? A Reddit user said they had to listen to a dog barking all the way on a flight from Paris to Newark. The dog wouldn't quit, so that sparked the debate. Should dogs be allowed on planes?
It's not fair to, like, have
dogs in the same space where people might be sensitive to the noise.
Passengers at Newark Liberty International had mixed opinions.
They're not too big and smelly. It's okay, you know.
Some folks recommend drugs like gabapentin to make sure Fido naps on the flight. But if you don't want to medicate your dog, you could try the pheromone calming collar. Either way, talk to your vet before that long trip or consider leaving Fido home. You can board them, leave them with a pet sitter, or take your chances on this.
No, they're not allowed.
What about a crying baby? What's the difference?
Take pause. Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
All righty. And Kid Rock says his White House visit with Bill Maher to meet President Trump went well. The musician said on Fox News that it could not have been better. He said his aim in setting up the meeting was to model civility in the U.S. And Maher, the HBO real-time host, has been openly critical of Trump over the years. Trump has slammed Maher as well, calling his show boring. UFC CEO Dana White also attended the dinner.
Yeah, Kid Rock outdid himself. I don't know if you got a chance to see his outfit.
I did. Quite a patriotic getup.
Big red outfit. I thought it looked pretty darn sharp. Billy Corgan and his new band going on tour. Miley Cyrus dropping a new album. Michelle Polino in with Fox Rocks.
Fox Rocks.
I'm Michelle Polino. Billy Corgan is celebrating several Smashing Pumpkins milestones this year, but he's doing it without his longtime bandmates. Instead, Corgan is forming a new group called Billy Corgan and the Machines of God, featuring drummer Jack Hayden, bassist Jenna Fournier, and guitarist Kiki Wong. The band's Return to Zero tour kicks off June 7th in Baltimore, featuring songs from the iconic 1995 album Melancholy and The Infinite Sadness. Corgan will also mark the 30th anniversary of the album with a special 7-night run at Chicago's Lyric Opera from November 21st to the 30th. Miley Cyrus just dropped the first two songs from her upcoming album Something Beautiful, along with two music videos, the first Prelude and mostly spoken word piece. She followed that up with the album's title track. The song, Something Beautiful, features a psychedelic rock chorus. The album is due out May 30th. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Okay, nothing more worse than seasickness. More than 200 cruise passengers and crew at this very moment are sick with the norovirus aboard the Queen Mary 2, I believe it is. Here's Gary Marr, Baumgarten.
The sick passengers and crew are aboard the Queen Mary 2. The CDC says the ship was bound from Southampton, England to New York City when the virus ran rampant through the ship. As a result, the passengers can't disembark but must remain on board until the infection runs its course. The cruise line says they've completed a deep clean of the ship. The CDC says a smaller outbreak is reported on the Seabourn Encore cruise ship. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Yeah, that's the last thing you want to have happen. Just be on a ship, the cruise of a lifetime.
That sounds miserable.
And then you get that knock. Gotta stay in your cabin. All right, listen, thanks for listening, everybody. We do appreciate you. We'll do it again tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Chris, Austin, News Radio 92.3.
NewsRadio92.3.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.